This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Brent in Seattle, Kelly in Las Vegas, Alan in Virginia, Aaron in Missoula, many others. Your calls are coming up. I got two guests we're going to have on right now, finishing up with Adam Cuttington. We Are Change. Y'all said We Are Change Ohio there. There We Are Change Kentucky. Went to the NRA meeting, public meeting, had press passes, brought up continuity of government. We just played congressional hearings about it. We're polite to him. We're nice about it. And the police tackled one of the guys, grabbed their other cameras, took them outside, stole the tapes, the memory sticks, the batteries, and gave them the cameras back. And they're lucky they didn't plant bombs on them. In my new film, Truth Rising, we have the police and others saying cameras are bombs and guns. And thank God we were able to get footage of that out to everybody. It's folks, when the major Dallas Police Department, and it was Dallas policy. I mean, the crime lab went along with it, too. They would just pull over nice cars and drop bags of chalk in the back. I mean, it's far gone, folks. I want you to know the government is completely criminal. Okay? And then we're going to Les Knight, the founder of the Voluntary Human Extinction Movement. You can't make this stuff up either. See, I'm aware of the real paradigm. I study reality, what's really happening, what movers and shakers really think are really doing. Wait till you hear this guy, and I appreciate him coming on. When we called him, he goes, oh, yes, we were already notified by our Austin members that you had talked about us, and we were expecting your call. And I believe it. I mean, you know, I've been to these UT functions where they say get rid of 90% of us, and there's standing ovations of people crying, going, yes, with giant skulls projected on the wall. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. He said, and the general idiot public has no idea. Which I guess feeds into the social Darwinist view of, well, see, they're scum. They need to be dealt with. But this is a nice guy, though. He wants it to be voluntary. And we'll go to him in just a minute. So they're on the friendly side. They just want you to die of your own accord and not have children, instead of what most of the eugenicists who have different views than his are pushing. I'm not saying he's a eugenicist. I'm saying most of those that have these views are hyper-eugenicists, that only the creme de la creme can live. He's different. He's not a eugenicist. He says, I guess, all humans need to disappear off the planet, so that's coming up in a moment. Actually, a very popular view, by the way. They just are, most of them are very quiet about it as they earn power positions. Adam Cuttington, you just recap everything that happened and then tell us about them stealing your stuff.
Recap, question all over North on continuity government and 9/11, and camps in America. Question Ted Nugent on whether he supported a new investigation. He just flat out said no. When we were walking outside, once we got outside and Sam was put up against the wall, Cody tried taking out his camera to document what was going on and was rushed himself.
Now, did they knock him down and slam his head in the wall, or were they not?
No, he was not knocked down. He was grabbed by two officers, but he was not knocked down.
Well, the other guy was assaulted, attempted murder, and that's what it is. If you tackle one of them, they charge you with attempted murder. I mean, they could have killed him tackling him. It's hardcore assault. This is disgusting. Again, you have a camera, so they tackle you. I mean, again, we're animals. We're scum to them. We deserve to be beaten up because we're a third world armpit. Land of the cowards, home of the slaves. I want land of the free, home of the brave back. Go ahead. So what happened? They grabbed your stuff.
They took his camera first, took the memory card out of it, proceeded to take all of our cameras, remove the memory sticks from them, remove the batteries from all of them.
And you said that Oliver North's goons were involved in the earlier stuff.
Well, there was guys in suits. I couldn't.
One of the other guys wants to. Hold on. One of the other guys wants to say something. You want to throw him on?
Yeah.
And I apologize to Les Knight. Matt, Les, this just happened. We're going to get to you. We'll hold you longer. Just please be patient. We'll plug your organization about getting rid of all the humans in a minute, the evil humans. But who is this now I'm talking to? They're busy giving the phone to somebody else. Hurts my talking loud in the background. I'll give them a chance. What thought criminal is this that dare have a video camera and press passes? Who is this thought criminal in the new Russian America, the new communist America? I think they're having a big discussion about it if they want to get on the phone first. This is Citizen Media. Are you there, Adam?
Yeah, I'm here.
So they don't want to come on the phone? Listen, tell them we can't do these three-way talks where they're 10 yards away talking. If they want to come on, they can. Okay, Adam, just stop talking to them and let me finish up with you, okay?
Okay. You want me to go on?
Yeah, I wanted to talk to whoever's babbling in the background. I mean, see, they're talking, so I thought they wanted to come on air.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you talking about on my line? Because they are not actually with me. They're on their way back to Ohio.
Okay.
In Ohio.
Okay. So you thought I was bringing somebody else on. Let me be clear here. I heard somebody talking real loud and thought they wanted to come over to the telephone.
No, my apologies.
And listen, if I sound mad at you, I'm not. I'm mad about police tackling someone. You're lucky that it didn't set you up worse. I'm sad for my country and my children's future because we're a nation of cowardly trash that allows horrible things to happen to you like this. Now finish up. What did these goons say to you while they were stealing your stuff?
They're naming off things they could arrest us for, public disobedience or public mischief or however they term that.
Naming up how they could set you up and be bigger criminals. Go ahead.
Right. I mean, it was like we were just trying to explain that we were press. We had went through the normal channels and got our regular press passes. And, I mean, one guy stuck a finger like 2 inches from my face, and it's just like, you don't talk without talking to. I mean, it's completely Gestapo.
Well, no, see, a lot of them were drill sergeants, and they think you're a new recruit in the military. I mean, literally, that's it. Shut your mouth, boy! You don't talk, you scumbag American! We rule you now like we do the Iraqis! Shut your filthy mouth! We're going to take your houses, take your bank accounts, we wear black masks to intimidate you, we got armored vehicles, we beat up who we want, boy! You understand the country's gone! What Audie Murphy fought for is gone! Do you understand, scum? You have no freedom! Do you understand, filth? Do you understand, Adam? You piece of filth! You want me to set you up? You want me to billy club you, punk? You know how many cop car videos I got where the person records the cop going, I can set you up right now, scum. I can show you who's in control. That's exactly what they sound like. Yo, you want me to go get one off YouTube right now and play it? You want me to go get one off YouTube right now? I'm not a slave and I'm sick of it! And we used to be free because we had attitudes like I do. Not a bunch of domesticated slaves. Adam, anything else you want to add?
After those events, they...
What else did these gods do to you?
After that, lady proceeded to search us and then banned us all from the Kentucky Exposition Center for Life, which is, like I said, the local fairgrounds in Louisville. So... then they released us. They did release Sam. They took him out of the handcuffs and did release him, to my amazement, after how they were treating him.
But that's because they wanted to get back in and eat. That's because they wanted to get back in and eat chili dogs and act tough and look at girls.
More than likely.
Yeah, it's, I mean, and believe me, they'd set you up and send you to prison for life and sleep all night feeling good about it. God, this country's so cess-filled, so evil, so going down, folks. God, we're in trouble. Adam, I'm really sorry this happened to you. I want to have you on the show tomorrow. And I hope all other good Americans are mad at this and just disgusted by this, disgusted that our country has turned into this.
Right there with you, brother.
All right, my friend. Anything else? I mean, did they laugh with supreme victory over America and freedom when you walked off?
I mean, they were all pretty pompous about the whole situation.
Oh, absolutely. There's nothing like slit in this country's throat.
It's
nothing
clearly
like
Gestapo
it.
With smiles on their face, though.
Damn right. Taking down this country's a number one job.
Exactly.
You're lucky they didn't drop some chalk in the back of your car, and they'll be driving your car next week. All right,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Real Hardcore Radio. Thank you, Adam Cuttington.
Thank you.
Assaulted by third world paramilitary forces. Equipment stolen. His friend assaulted. This is America. This is what we've turned into. This is the martial law grid. We'll talk to the Human Extinction Movement leader on the other side. Stay with me.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you have not been told from AnotherUntoldStory.com.
This story comes from the greatest storybook, so we know it's true, though it seems so untrue, so incredible, it seems science fictional. It even goes beyond a seemingly science fictional story to that category of a horror story. But as horrible as it was done. Done out of desperation by a Moabite king who was fighting a desperate battle against three opposing kings. It, of course, was long, long ago that he did it, and it did work. The raging battle was going against him greatly, and he was about to be overcome and overrun, so he did it, as horrible and difficult as it was to do. And he did it in the open, upon the wall of the city for all to see. It worked. It caused the battle to turn and his enemy to flee. This is how it is said in the greatest storybook, and I quote, "And there came great wrath against Israel, and they departed from him and returned to their own land." End quote. What did he do? We tell you the rest of that Another Untold Story at AnotherUntoldStory.com and tell you how the same power is being used in our land today.
For Another Untold Story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
By the way, they usually hold a few tickets, even though it's sold out, 20 or 30 tickets, to At Showtime. I'll be showing Endgame, the new film, Truth Rising, the Alamo Draft House downtown. It's 6:30 tonight. I'll give a speech. And I'm fired up now. Look, I get upset about the press being assaulted when they had press passes, being grabbed, being shaken down, being threatened, being laughed at, being abused, being beat up. That's third world, folks. That's Russia. That's China. And the police would have never done that 20, 30, 40 years ago. We're in a lot of trouble. And again, this isn't a thing about hating the police. It's about knowing we're in deep trouble, folks. This country is in bad shape. We got very evil people running the government. Shifting gears, last night, Voluntary Human Extinction Movement, their website is vhemt.org. VHEMT.org. And we wrote an article for Infowars.net. Eco Group calls for voluntary human extinction, says masters should be indoctrinated to stop having children in order that human race can die out and save the planet. So all humans need to go, correct, sir?
Well, sure. As long as there's one breeding couple, we could be right back where we are. But we aren't really in favor of indoctrination. We're countering the indoctrination that we get from childhood to breed as much as possible.
But, I mean, you're inherently saying we're a bad species.
No, we're not. We don't mean to be, no more than any exotic invader is.
But, I mean, all species on this planet are in competition with them. So to say that they're a non-indigenous, you know, exotic invader is just ridiculous.
Well, we've only been in North America, what, 14,000 years?
More like 35,000.
Okay, I'll accept that. So 35,000 years ago, humans came to North America and it started causing species to go extinct.
Well, that's what other species do to others. Yes, the pygmy mammoth, so what?
They rarely actually cause them to go extinct, because then they would go extinct. They don't endanger their own existence as we did. But, of course, we're so clever, we can go ahead and kill off a mammoth or a species and still do fine.
But, I mean, before humans even existed, there were millions of species that came and went.
Yes, they did.
They all predate on top of each other.
Well, most of the time they just pass on to another species, but 99%.
Well, let me just say this, okay? Our species comes first. We're going to the stars, and no human hater is going to stop us. I love humanity. I'm in love with humanity, and I'm going to live on through my progeny's genetics, and we're going to Alpha Centauri, and you're not going to stop us. I hear you. You don't like that, do you? You don't like the fact that we're going to the stars, do you?
Well, I don't know. We ought to take care of our own backyard first.
Oh, by getting rid of all humans.
Well, that would help, yeah. Well, it's not going to happen in our lifetime.
No, that upset you to hear about humans going to the stars, didn't it?
Well, you know,
evil would spread?
We're not evil.
Like the German Film Fest winning film from last year that shows humans spreading across the universe as a disease?
Well, I didn't make that film. I didn't know about that. Sounds like a interesting film, though.
Oh, I bet. What is it about humanity? I mean, your mommy and daddy weren't nice to you?
No, some of my best friends are humans. I'd probably like you if I got to know you.
Okay, where were you in? Because I know you've got a mainstream view. I know most people at the major colleges agree with you. I mean, you've got your people right here in Austin. Tell me about the group. Tell me about the goals.
Well, one of the main goals is to respect freedoms that are being taken away from us, especially reproductive freedom. More and more people are losing the right to not breed. All over the world this is happening as people are denied contraceptions. They won't even give them condoms to prevent AIDS and, of course, more children than they can care for.
But that's part of the eugenicist Royal Commission on Population, where the eugenicists actually want them to breed, so it breaks down their society so that most of the children die as a soft kill op to keep them suppressed.
So don't you think we should stop that?
Well, no, because they also do that, but then they also run the eugenics overlay program with the sterilization compounds and the vaccines and the rest of it.
Eugenics, that requires breeding. We're not in favor of that at all.
Oh, I know. You're even more extreme. But I mean, you know about Dr. Eric Pianka, who wants 90% of us minimum to die, right?
Oh, I think I heard that, yeah. So, but, you know, 100% of us are going to die eventually. What's his hurry?
So you think this should just be a planet with all the skyscrapers and pyramids and the rest of it with ivy growing all over it, a heavenly place for the different animals to live on?
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Well, wouldn't be nice. Wouldn't be nice at all, no.
Well, eventually they will get covered with ivy.
When did you found the group? Why did you decide to do this?
Well, I'm not really the founder. I'm kind of the finder. It was here all along. I just gave it a name so that it wouldn't get lost again. But every time I looked at a problem, both human and ecological, it all came back to there were more of us than the area could handle, and every problem is increased by there being more of us.
Well, see, I disagree with that, and the Earth was born out of fire. The Earth is extremely strong. Life is very resilient. And once a country industrializes, their population goes into negative fall. We're going to peak at about 8 billion in about 15 years, and then the population is going to start dropping on its own. But to say that we should go down to no humans, I mean, it's just sick.
Yeah, it isn't going to happen, is it? I don't know. People just keep on. Why do you suppose people reproduce so much?
because we are a dynamic species that has that inbred instinct to continue on and live forever through our progeny. And as we reach for the stars as a dynamic, magical super species, completely dominant on this planet, made in the image of God. But I bet money you don't believe in God, do you, or a creator?
Well, the full range of philosophical belief exists in the movement, but I just wonder how...
We were created, and let me assure you, the creator isn't going to stand by. We were created for a reason, Bubba.
Well, then there's no problem. I mean, that would be very handy.
Well, your people, though, work in the biology labs. They work in the weapons labs. Pianca's people work in those labs. He got a 95% standing ovation. Peter Singer gets that. You know, you're just the extreme version of these guys, you know, who only went 90, 95%. I had his graduate students write me and say all humans should die. How many members you got?
There are no members. It's not an organization. It's a movement. I have no idea. I'd say millions of people have arrived at the conclusion that the Earth's biosphere would be better off without humans. But I don't think very many of them imagine that we
Are you kidding? Humans are going to be able to create new planets with and terraform them. We're going to spread life. We're good, not bad. We're just taking some of the resources from the egg that we're in for sustenance.
Well, our eyes are on the stars while we're sinking in toxic sludge.
Well, we're actually not sinking in toxic sludge. That's all exaggerated so the establishment can make us anti-human so they can predate and feed and as predators feed on us. And it's a predator system where a subspecies of psychopaths have created armored gills to feed upon us, the normal Homo sapiens sapien, the communal, friendly Homo sapiens sapien, who do not have the psychopathic overlay that 1% out of 100 of our population has.
Why don't we starve them to death by not creating more of us?
Well, I think we should educate the public instead of dumbing them down as the elite are doing. So the elite want to kill 90% of us. And then manage the other 10%. You just want us all gone. But you have that same idea that they have.
No, I think we have an entirely different... I have more along your lines of ideas, how we have... we need more freedom.
More freedom to die.
Well, we're going to do that. I mean more freedom to live.
But don't worry, the UN's going to speak for all the animals, and their vote's going to outvote us, and the UN, as Richard N. Haas said, is going to, quote, wage war against humanity. Stay there, please, sir, if you can. I'd like to talk to you more on the other side, and get out the website for those that want to see this is actually real. This is the majority view in all major universities. They're everywhere. We'll be right back.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912, or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good, feel great. Offer not available in California.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improve circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at BrainTuner.com. That's BrainTuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah, you pay hundreds of taxes so the eugenicists of our society can boss us around. You don't follow their order, doesn't matter how unlawful it is. They're going to beat your brains out and taser you till you die. And then a judge is going to tell the doctor, the coroner, to say you didn't die from a taser. It's called tyranny. It's how most people live. You want to be third world slaves? You want your kids to grow up in bondage? You want to deny all this is going on in America, Canada, England? Then you're going to be under the gun. Shifting gears. Yeah, the majority view is an anti-human. Humans are bad. Got to reduce our numbers. Got to tax us. Got to regulate us. Got to control us. Got to squeeze us. But some, and it's quite a large group now, are saying get rid of all humans. The earth will be better without humans. Let's just get rid of everybody. But the voluntary extinctionists, they're saying, well, we just shouldn't breed, and that's how it should happen. You say people don't have rights. I mean, it's not given to them, like health care is a right. That's why the government wants to give us health care so they can carry out eugenics upon us. Are you for all the new environmental rules and carbon taxes to cut back on the resources humans get so we stop breeding?
I hadn't heard about that. They're going to cut back on our resources in order to get us to stop breeding?
Yes.
Why don't they just not give us $1,000 per child?
Well, that's in the
credit.
U.S. In the rest of the world, it's different.
You're right. It's truly. It's $3,000 in Australia.
Well,
but almost every country except China is paying people to reproduce. They want more people. They can control them better.
Well, let's be clear about the eugenicist policy developed, okay, and official U.S. government policy. If you'd like to read it, have you seen State Department Memorandum 200?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, let me just tell you. You can Google that and go to the State Department. You can read it for yourself. It's official U.S. policy since 1973, secretly declassified in 92, that's white countries. They have a secret program to try to get whites to breed, and now it's public with the billboard saying have children and giving them money. But the Planned Parenthood and the black and Latino neighborhoods and the eugenics funding and U.N. funding and IMF agreements from South America all the way over to China is official agreements for one-child policies, and that was signed with the IMF and World Bank through State Department Memorandum 200.
Well, they sure don't seem to be implementing that plan very fast.
Well, no, they only want to get rid of the brown people. That's why AIDS is you're much more likely to get it if you're not an Anglo.
Well, that's not nice.
So the whites need to get out of the way too, right?
Well, I don't see much difference. You know, race is really a social
Well, I don't
concept.
Either. So, I mean, in your perfect world, you're the boss. What would you do?
I would make sure that every couple on the planet had the ability to not breed if they didn't want to.
And the government, of course, wouldn't get involved in pushing that.
I don't think they need to, no. Italy has one of the lowest birth rates on the planet, lower than China.
1.2 children apiece, they're dying, yes.
Right. Well, their population is holding steady through migration.
That's immigrant influx from North Africa.
Yes.
Predominantly in Asia, yeah. But let's talk about Germany, 1.4. England, 1.8 with a giant immigrant influx. The U.S., 2.3, but it's actually about a 1.7 if you don't count the immigrant influx. So the death of the West isn't enough for you. The rest of what's happening is, what would you do then? Because you said people aren't going to do it. I mean, what would you do?
Oh, first thing you have to do is allow reproductive freedom, and then it does happen. Italy doesn't have any program of trying to keep people from breeding. In fact, they're paying them to breed.
No, they're very selfish, modern, decadent people who've lost the will to live, and they're dying.
Maybe that's the way to do it. Have more decadence.
Well, that's actually what the official government plans and psych warfare programs, the official Pentagon policy, is to do that, and that's why you see all this entertainment and the rest of it.
Well, yeah, and forget about having our jobs shipped overseas.
Well, the first thing they've got to do is get control of the society and dumb us down so people are in a false reality so they can carry out the extermination. Don't worry, it's coming. They just got to have an orderly culling.
You mean an actual extermination, like gas chambers and all that stuff?
Oh, no. Controlled bioweapons releases, they claim that Osama bin Laden will release.
Oh, I see. Boy, well, I sure wouldn't want to bring a child into a world like this.
But, I mean, overall, though, if humans are so bad, doesn't that get what you want?
Well, I've never said humans are bad. We're not bad. We're not evil.
But we all need to we need to all go away, though.
Phase out. Yeah, peaceful phase out. Yeah. Don't you think that would solve every problem on the planet, both human and...
But see, you're here to break the ice and just introduce this idea. You all know it's not going to be voluntary, and it's not voluntary, and you're not stupid, Mr. Knight. You know what's going on.
Well, I'm learning a lot on your program, that's for sure. Well,
don't worry. There's the big boys are up there. They're thinking, too.
Are they the elite? I hear about those, and I wonder
if
they are.
Yeah, the Davos World Forum's meeting right now. David Rockefeller, they all write books about our slaves and how they want to, you know, the Rockefellers funded over 100 eugenics organizations. They funded Hitler, and that's what they're carrying out. Mm-hmm.
Is the Vatican part of that group?
No, the Vatican actually pushes for larger populations.
Right, they do, yeah.
It's not one monolith. That's why there's these jockeying groups.
I see.
But the dominant technocrats want a forced reduction in population.
And the U.S. Current regime, the Bush administration, are they in favor of more people or fewer people?
Well, you know, he says he's a conservative, but he tripled the size of the government and tripled the size of the BATF and opened the borders. So, it was his father as a U.S. ambassador to China that had them sign the eugenics plan of State Department Memorandum 200. So, yes, he does want eugenics and population reduction.
So they only want certain genetic species of humans and not others?
That's what the DNA Ancestry Project's about with IBM. Did you hear about how the head of the Human Genome Project that happened to be at the Cold Springs Harbor Head Eugenics Laboratory, the birthplace of that in the U.S., how he had to leave last year saying blacks really weren't humans?
No, I hadn't heard that.
Well, see, every major person heading up every major group has that same view.
Well, that's not nice at all. I mean, they're just like us.
Not according to people who have a view that humans are bad, just only a select... Don't worry, most Anglos are to be exterminated, too, and reduced and one-childed out. But they believe an elite guild of Anglo-Saxon will go on into the future.
Well, I guess that's not a future that I'll see. I'll be gone before that happens.
Yeah, but they got their ideas from... Whether it's good or bad, I'm a Christian myself, but they got it from the Old Testament. So it actually comes out of the Old Testament, their beliefs on that.
I thought that sounded familiar.
Yeah. I just want you to know who's running it all, and I wanted you to know that that's happening. Well, because there's some other racial groups that also believe in the same thing. They just believe it's going to be their group that's going to go on and live, too. So it's kind of a jockeying for the control levers. Because, see, now they have life extension technologies. And they don't want the general public to know about those. I bet you think that's a bad idea. Can you imagine 6.5 billion people with life extension?
Look out. You never find a place to park then.
So
you might be in agreement on a lot of things, Alex.
So how did you wake up to all of this? I mean, how did you form these ideas?
I arrived at it the same way a lot of people have, through logic and love. I looked around and figured out what was happening, and then using compassion, for my fellow humans.
Oh,
yeah. You've got it, too. Come on, I can tell. For compassion for my fellow humans, I thought, what we need here is more freedom.
Yeah, we don't want to build those deep space bases and mine the asteroid belt and travel to distant solar systems and then galaxies and then go on to the next level. God forbid this incredible species
that's
brought us Mozart and Beethoven and Saturn rockets.
Yeah, we like that.
Yeah,
but when we're gone, we won't need that. But, you know, we are very clever.
Well, let me just
true.
Tell you, you're going to fail. And humanity is going to realize that people with your mindset are at the switch, and we are going to wake up and break out of the matrix paradigm, and we're going to the next level. I think it's horrible to worship life forms, lower life forms, to such an extent. I want all the environmentalists to realize this is the final expression of your ideas, to worship them so much and put them ahead of our species.
Well, it's not just them. It's the entire biosphere as a whole.
If the entire biosphere was born in deep space radiation with a giant sun blasting it and volcanic slurries.
We couldn't take that today.
We certainly could. Life is going to continue.
Well,
let me
I
give you a little
so.
News flash.
I hope that it does.
Now, it is true that humans may destroy themselves because of our elites. Who have the superconducting heavy reactors with the cyclotrons, which they admit their own equation show, will probably destroy the whole planet. I am against destroying the planet, but only because it's our launch pad to the cosmos. I appreciate you joining us. And I would just tell you that if you think humans are so bad, you need to go ahead and show us by example what we're supposed to do.
No, not that.
No, you've got to continue with your knowledge. You've got a too important a mission, right?
Once we're here, there's no sense in... I'll be dead soon enough. There's no hurry.
Oh. Okay, VHEMT.org. Thanks for talking to us.
You bet.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
According to the EPA, our indoor air is many times more polluted than outdoor air. One child in 10 suffers from asthma. How can we improve the air we breathe? The answer is clear. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps naturally improve indoor air quality without adding toxic ozone. Lighted Himalayan crystal salt lamps neutralize allergens and irritants in the air, including dander, pollen, mold, and fungi, and are effective in reducing symptoms of asthma, allergies, headaches, and airborne vapors from paint, furniture, and carpeting. Ionic Salts provides premium quality lamps, handcrafted from salt, which has been in solid form for 215 million years. It is indeed a pristine piece of our planet, containing no man-made chemicals or pollutants. Ionic Salts is your place to find peace and pleasure, ambiance with benefits. Visit ionicsalts.com to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, along with many other great purely natural products. That's ionicsalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty. Breathe the difference.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
We're already under a scientific dictatorship. Martial law is coming, but it's not going to arrive overnight. It's going to be incremental. This country is already teetering on the edge. Any incident, small or large, could trigger a total takeover. Anything could be the final push. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com and download the ebook full of information that will prepare you for life under total military control. Know how to survive in the conditions that may soon be here on American soil. Learn how to act around controlling troops and how to use their own psychology against them through social engineering. When martial law is officially announced, checkpoints will be enforced, gun confiscations will occur for registered gun owners, and cities will be on lockdown. You will be dealing with a force that has been in training for years, preparing for this takeover. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com. When ordering this ebook, you also receive weekly updates. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. That's 866-644-1933.
Police Department!
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
All right, take some final calls. All I want to do is warn my fellow man that you don't know what's going on in the world, and I've discovered things I can't believe, but it's true. Look, the elite don't really want us all to die. They've done psychological warfare tests that are published. I can't imagine what's unpublished. That they're teaching you humans are bad, so you lose your instinct to live, your instinct to thrive, your instinct that your life has value, so they can more easily take your resources, use you as a slave, and as robotics becomes widespread, get rid of you. They're only taking your instinct to realize how important you are, how dynamic you are, how special you are, and I commit myself to humanity. I commit myself to service. I commit myself to rekindling the fires of liberty in everyone's hearts so we can go against these transhumanists, so we can go against these New World Order eugenicists, so we can bring them down and defeat them, so we can realize that life's more than just strip malls. It's more than just letting Madison Avenue feel us, make us feel inadequate and petty. It's about reaching for the stars, being creators in the image of the creator of the universe. I can feel my ancestors' strength, their love, their passion, everything they did to bring us to this point. And now we're decadent, drunk on hamburgers and beer, not appreciating anything anymore, decadently, nihilistically talking about mass death and destruction. The people that push this don't know what mass death and destruction is. God help us, and God help our police stop being thugs who think they're God and who think they can violate our rights all day, as they're trained by the feds to do it for some horrible future event. All right, I'm going to your calls as quickly as possible. Alan, then Kelly, then Brett, then Chris, Adam. We're going to get to everybody. I think I got two Adams. That was what was confusing me earlier. Let's go ahead and talk to Alan in Virginia. Thanks for holding so long. You're on the air.
Thank you very much, sir. And I called in today because I am a transhumanist, and you've been mouthing off quite a bit in the last week or two, and I think I like to set the record straight on a few things.
Well, if you'd have said you disagreed, you'd gone to the head of the line an hour ago, but go ahead.
Well, thank you very much, and I'd posted some comments on my InfoWars blog, and I used the username AlonzoTG if you I want to look at it.
Well, let me just be clear. I know there's different camps of transhumanists, and I'm not against getting electronic eyeballs if you're blind. I'm not against stuff like that. I mean, the founders of it were eugenicists, and the main overarching drive of it is an elitist eugenics move.
Oh, yes. I've spoken to a number of people, and personally, like James Hughes of the World Transhumanist Association. I've met him in person. I've met Dr. Hugo de Garis. And
let's get all them on. Hugo de Garis, that's a good idea.
And we have various opinions. Like the general sense of the community is that Kevin Warwick, for example, he's more of a publicity hound, and they'll just say things to get on the air. And
what about Peter Singer? What about all of them? I mean, your founder was Julian Huxley, head of the UN Black Op on population reduction.
I'm not familiar with him myself.
You might become familiar with the founder of transhumanism.
Well, we're not really a unified group.
I understand that. Look, I don't want to cut you short, but all these other callers got to get on. You call me back during the weekday show. I'll give you at least 10 minutes, Alan, okay?
Well, I'll try to think of something coherent to say then.
Okay, thank you. I don't want to cut you short. You disagree, but I don't think you understand what movement you're claiming you're part of. Okay, look into Julian Huxley right now. It's an emergency situation. These people aren't playing games. Adam, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I'm a first-time caller. I have a question about Bilderberg.
Yes.
Did they meet over in Vienna, or are they coming to D.C.? I'm the prison planner for myself.
We've never seen so much chatter, disinfo. We don't know what's true. We don't know if they really met in Greece. We don't know if they're going to meet in Chantilly in Virginia in 2 weeks. We don't know if they're meeting in Vienna. We're seeing all sorts of stuff, but we haven't missed one in 35 years. Our people have always gotten it, and Tucker doesn't believe the Greek press. He thinks it's still coming up, and he will be on Monday. Will be on Monday.
Okay, Alex. I live real close to the West Hills Marriott Hotel, and it is a perfect spot to have the meeting. It's really secluded. I actually went over there the other day, and I scoped it out. I mean, it's secluded by trees and everything over there.
You need to go in like you're checking in, or you need to call and try to check in on that date. I should have done
it. I did try to call, and they said it was booked, and I said, oh, because there's a Bilderberg meeting, and they said, we don't know what that is. So, you know, I mean, that's just the person who answered the phone taking the reservation, so obviously...
Well, we'll defeat the enemy. Don't worry.
Yeah, but it's a very heavily populated area over there as far as trees go. And I have another question, Alex. Are you planning on going to New York City this year?
I don't know. You know, I've just been working so much finishing this film, and I'll be showing tonight in about 45 minutes.
Oh, okay. All right, Alex. Well, you know, it was great. I met you last year, 9/11, so I just, you know, love you, man, and appreciate everything you're doing.
You're awesome. God bless you. Okay, let's go ahead here and take another call. Folks, I'm mad because I know what's really going on, and it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. You're giving me a sign for two. Should I go to caller two? Or they disagree? Well, who is it? Former APD officer, you're right, Alex. Oh, I see it. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air, Bill. Hey.
Just to let you know, you're completely right on about the police corruption. There's so much corruption in the local police departments I know of firsthand, at least. And the average citizen has no idea. They have no idea how much corruption is out there and the power the average officer has. So you're doing a service by letting everybody know. Thank you.
Well, these police chiefs back up corruption now.
And look,
I had the New York cops discuss framing me for hitting them. And I said, there's video cameras. I didn't hit you when you arrested me. And they said, you're in here now. You know, we can do it now, right now, buddy. And, I grew up with where the sheriff dealt the drugs in Dallas, and then he went to jail for it. You know, my point is, we've gone bad. Go ahead.
No, yeah, you're completely correct. There's, and I don't want to name any specific names, but there's plenty of individuals in the local police department, at least, who are corrupt, who are involved, engaged in drugs, prostitution, beating their wives, everything else. But because they have buddies that are higher up, you know, nothing happens to them.
The mainstream news reported in California, 994,000 people cannot be arrested for DWI, speeding, paying tolls, and it's police and their families. Police and their families and bureaucrats and their families are gods. The average person is scum, filth.
Yep.
And I'm going to say it. I'm scum, filth, trash with no rights, absolute garbage, and I want my freedom back.
Yeah, there used to be something called, you know, innocent until proven guilty. That's not the way it is anymore. Now it's guilty until proven innocent.
Listen, I had the Austin riot police out there when we were having a demonstration, and they said, we're going to arrest you, and we're going to charge you with a bunch of stuff. And I flipped out, and I said, listen, don't make me do this. I'm going to sue you each individually, and I know you'll probably get off, but you're going to have to pay for it. And I said, don't violate my First Amendment, and they backed off. And Austin just lost a lawsuit last month over that. They've lost more than 100 for arresting people demonstrating. I mean, you know, just leave our First Amendment alone. Did you hear about him tackling that guy and then stealing his camera?
That's just the one you hear about. For everyone you hear about, there's 30 or 40 or 100 out there you don't hear about.
Listen, I know there's a lot of cops who are just getting their paycheck, doing a good job helping people, but the system is corrupt, and they protect the bad ones. I know a cop who beat up a guy in a wheelchair because he was on a roid rage, and you know, he said, get out, and he said, I can't, I got to get my wheelchair, and he blew up in front of the guy's wife and beat him up. They got the squad car video, and then he got promoted to commander.
Oh, yeah.
In Austin. I mean, it's scary to have shaved head roid heads flipping out on you because you're with a woman better looking than what they've got on, you know.
Yep, and it happens all the time. As people don't realize, it's all a good old boy network. It's not going to change. That's the problem.
Well, it's going to get worse, actually. It is going to change. You know, Bill, you know, you could secretly show me your documentation, because I've had a lot of other cops do this around the country, and then I could have you on as a guest without saying your name on the radio show. Can I get your info right now?
Yeah, we can do it off the air. That'd
okay,
be great.
Yeah, I'm going to put him on hold, get his info, get Bill's info right now, and then I'll document what he's saying. We'll have him on as a local guest or something. Okay, and again, folks, we're in red-level crisis. The elite want corrupt cops because they're really getting ready to do what dictatorships do, and that's taking houses, taking ranches, taking bank accounts, taking women. I mean, let me tell you, these people aren't playing games. Well, the White House wrote memos saying they could sexually torture children in front of their parents. Folks, that's official. I mean, it don't get worse than that. And they did that and put that out to psychologically set the bar even lower. One last caller. I'm sorry. So many of you have been holding so long. Kelly in Vegas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Love your show. I want to get your opinion. I was going to the corner store, and we have guys everywhere here in Vegas petitioning. And he was petitioning to get Ralph Nader on the ballot.
Bad news. Ralph Nader's bad news.
Yeah, for the Independent Party. I just want to get your opinion on that.
Socialist. You know, and I got invited one time to introduce Nader. People said, why'd you do that? Cool, because I got to say what I wanted to say. But they didn't really know, and they freaked out and didn't want me to. That's in one of my films. But we're just out of time, Bubba. Anything else?
Oh, no, that's it. Just, I love what you do. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, don't vote for Bob Barr as a libertarian guy either. He's a total fraud, though we're going to be interviewing him soon again. Vote for Ron Paul or vote for the head of the Constitution Party, Mr. Baldwin, Chuck Baldwin, who I want on the show. All right, ladies and gentlemen. He's on Wednesday. I'm burning hard for liberty. I'm burning hard for the human species. I'm committed to serve you, to serve us, going to the stars. Let's take our government back. Yes, let's move forward. I'll see you at the Alamo Draft House in 30 minutes downtown. Yeah.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Fact.